Good morning. Welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church's daily podcast for Monday the 7th of December. All this week we're focusing on the second candle of Advent, the candle of peace, and today we're looking in particular at how Jesus Christ was born to teach us how to walk in God's ways. The most famous sermon of all time was given nearly 2,000 years ago while sat atop a mountain in Galilee, and that's where our main passage today comes from, the Sermon on the Mount. If you want to follow along in your Bibles, you'll find it in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came with him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you, because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The rest of Matthew chapter 5 makes for fantastic reading, all of it food for our souls as we look at how Jesus came to show us a better way of living. The end of the chapter says this from verse 43: "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbour and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are you not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you only greet your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." As we continue to tune our hearts to the sound of Christmas, I'm challenged to connect to his birth to his words on the mountain that day, to go from his lowly birth to his challenge to those who would hear him. The Sermon on the Mount, along with countless other passages, shows us the way God intends for us to live our lives, for us to love our friends and neighbours above ourselves, and for us to love our enemies above ourselves. And Jesus takes this even further in other examples, as you can read, such as the incredible moment when he washes his disciples' feet like a slave. But why is it that God calls us to live this way? You look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25, and can remind us the real reason that we can walk in God's ways. "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they heard the insults at him, that he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Maybe writing one of the lines helps from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and can help us to concentrate on the dots. Blessed are those who are humble as the baby in the manger. Blessed are those who humble to acknowledge that there is nothing they can do to give them access to the Almighty, righteous God who loves them so much that he sent his Son down to the world for every day and for every one of us. Christ's example to us shouldn't be forgotten as we turn our eyes to his birth. Rather, it should be the central focus of our celebrations this year. So, let's pray. Jesus, you teach us how to walk in God's ways. We thank you for the examples you've given us of how we can walk in your ways, and we thank you for the sacrifice you made for each and every one of us. You committed no sins, and even still you came to take ours away. We ask that as we continue journeying towards Christmas, you will remind us of your commandments to love one another, whether friend or enemy. And we ask this of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.